This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Farai Chidea. Post-Christmas sales are jamming the malls today. Gift cards are burning holes in many a pocket, and customer service counters are taking back the presents people just can't wait to return. Like the aroma of bad aftershave, the worst gifts linger in memory. We asked some Los Angeles area residents to recall their memories of gifts that prompted a heartfelt, "Oh, you shouldn't have."
Hello, my name is Christian Clancy. I actually got from someone very close to me who knows me very well, which even makes it more bizarre, one of them freaking reindeers that lights up and its head moves. I'm all about Christmas and all that, but it could not be further away from something that I would get into, so that was interesting.
My name is Susan Yang, and the worst gifts, in plural, I would have to say are probably those of, although I love chocolate and candy, those are probably the worst kinds of gifts because it's just temptation looking me in the face every day.
My name is Philip Ruffel, and the worst gift I ever received was like a grooming package. It was a box filled with like tweezers and deodorant, you know, things that suggest that you need a makeover. It made me ask myself a lot of questions.
My name is Catherine Orison, and the worst holiday gift that I know of anybody receiving any time was when my mother received a deep fat fryer from my father when she'd asked for an umbrella or a collar for her coat, something that she could wear and feel good and special about for Christmas. And instead, my father, who wanted to have French fried potatoes on Christmas morning, gave her a deep fat fryer. It was the worst Christmas ever, and my parents did not stay long together after that.
Hi, this is Kevin McDermott. I'm from Los Angeles, California. You know, my grandmother was a Lutheran from Minnesota. She's a great woman. The worst Christmas present gift I ever got, the strangest one, was she gave me two stuffed, anatomically correct dolls, male and female. This is when she was about 75, and I'm never quite sure what I was supposed to do with those dolls.
How old were you at the time?
32. I suppose I was supposed to play with them. I don't know. Put them on the bed, you know.
My name is Maria Ray. And my ex-sister-in-law gave me a mug, which was given to her, which was a recycled gift from somebody to her. She forgot to take the tag out, and then she gave it to me.
My name is Marvin, and the worst gift that I ever received was a bottle of Brut 33. and I still had that, and I'm in my 30s. I thought that I would receive more or something better, and end up with the Brut 33 that I used since the sixth grade. I laugh about it every now and then, but I guess it's the thought that counts.
Holiday shoppers here in Los Angeles talking with producer Sky Rode.